平安
，Brothers and sisters, peace.
很高兴再一次来到这里，跟弟兄姊妹有一点的交通。
I'm very glad to have a bit of fellowship here with brothers and sisters.
我记得应该是90年代的时候，我好像每年都来。
I think it was back in the 90s when I would come here every year.
但是最近这几年来的比较少，所以很多弟兄姊妹就比较生疏了。
But recently, I have come here less often, so brothers, some brothers and sisters I'm not as familiar with.
但是我们感谢主，我们在主里面一起都有成长。
But we thank the Lord that together in our Lord, we have all grown.
好不好？我们一起来翻开以弗所书第五章。
Let us all together turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章，我们先来看20、21两节。
Let us first read verse 20 and 21.
以弗所书第五章20节，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20 and 21. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
我们再看第六章，从第十节到二十节。
Let us now turn to chapter 6 verse 10 through 20.
以弗所书第六章第十节，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子出腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我为这福音的奥秘做个带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and the petition for all the saints. And pray on my behalf, that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to make known both boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it, I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
我们感谢主，我相信以弗所书就是大家非常熟悉，也是大家很喜欢的一卷书。
We thank the Lord that Ephesians is a book that many people like and many of us are familiar with.
我们知道在以弗所书前面三章的里面把神永远的旨意很清楚的启示告诉我们。
We know that in the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians, the Lord has clearly told us and revealed to us His vision.
叫我们实实在在能够真知道他的旨意。
So that we can truly understand what His will is.
所以当我们看到在第一章最末了的时候，他在那里告诉我们说，教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So therefore, at the end of chapter 1, he says that all things are in subjection under his feet, that the church is the fullness of him who fills all in all.
到了第二章最末了，他要告诉我们说，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵的居所。
And then at the end of the second chapter, he says, In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
下面到了第三章最末了呢，他就圣经就再次告诉我们说，但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
And then at the end of chapter 3, he says, To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, to all generations forever and ever.
因为以弗所书里面你看到讲的是我们，讲的是我们在神永远旨意里面的那个重要性。
So the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians talks about the importance of us in the will of God.
他首先告诉我们教会，我们是基督的身体，是基督所充满的地方。
So first he tells us that we are the body of Christ. We are the place that God fills.
第二章告诉我们说，我们是被建造，是在神的居所，是神借着圣灵所居住的所在。
And then in the second chapter, he tells us that we are being built together. We're the dwelling place. We're the dwelling place of the Spirit of God.
然后第三章最重要告诉我们说，他要在教会当中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
And then at the end of chapter 3, he tells us that it is in Christ Jesus that he will be gotten the glory for generations to generations.
也就是说他要我们成为他荣耀的彰显。
And that is to say that he wants us to become the manifestation of his glory.
所以我们这一群人是给呼召出来被建造，成为基督的身体，成为神的居所，成为神的彰显。
So all of us are being called out to be the manifestation of His glory, to be the church in which He is going to dwell, and to also be the dwelling place of the Spirit.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你们每个礼拜啊，我听说你们又有祷告会啊，什么礼拜三有啊，礼拜六还有啊，听说。
I hear that you have prayer meetings and then you have it on the weekday nights, on Wednesday nights, and then you also have it on the weekend.
Oh, 然后礼拜五又聚会，礼拜天聚会，聚完了还要大扫除，今天听说。
And then you have Bible study on Fridays and then a Sunday worship, and then after Sunday worship, you have the church-wide cleanup.
大家我们知不知道我们在这里干什么？
But do you know what you're doing here?
我们为什么我们付这么多的代价来到神的家里面？
Why do we pay such a heavy price to be in the house of God?
因为我们是要被建造，成为他的身体，他的居所，他的彰显。
Because we are being built up to be his manifestation, to be his dwelling place.
我们被拯救，我们被创造，是为了我们能够与神同工，成为神在地上的代表。
We are being created and being saved so that we can be his representatives in this world.
所以当我们来到聚会里面，我们来到这里一同来聚集，我们不是光光来听听道。
So as we come to this place and as we gather together, we are not just here to listen to some sermons.
我们是在这里一同来被建造，成为基督的身体，就是那充满基督的那个身体。
We are being built together so that we can be the body that is filled with Christ.
而且第二章那里说，
你们也靠他，靠着基督同被建造，成为神借着圣灵所居住的所在，成为神的居所。
So at the end of chapter 2, he says, in whom you're also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. It is a dwelling place of God.
而且成为神的彰显。And then, 因为他要在教会中得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。
And then to be a manifestation of him in church, because he will receive glory in all generations forever and ever.
所以当我们真是看到以弗所书当前面把神的旨意清楚地向我们启示出来的时候，
So when we see in the first three chapters of Ephesians that when God has clearly showed us, clearly revealed to us his vision and his will,
然后就借着第四章、第五章、第六章说把这一个实际神所要的怎么样活出来。
And then chapter 4, 5, and 6 tells us how we can truly live this out.
所以第四章一开始就说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与所蒙召的恩相称。
So Ephesians chapter 4, it begins by saying, therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
弟兄姊妹，你们知不知道你们是蒙召的人？
Brothers and sisters, do you know that you are those who have been called?
你们知道你们是蒙什么样的召吗？
Do you know what kind of calling you have begun?
你们是蒙召进入基督的身体。
You have been called into the body of Christ.
你们是蒙召要成为神的居所。
You have been called to be the dwelling place of God.
蒙召成为神的彰显。
You have been called to be the manifestation of God.
所以当我们这样来进入以弗所书的时候，
As we enter into the book of Ephesians this way,
所以到了最末了，
So all the way to the end,
我们就看到到了第五章我们所刚才读的那一段话二十二十一节。
So then we see in chapter 5, the two verses that we just read, verse 20 and 21.
这里告诉我们说，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And then it says, always giving thanks for all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
当他讲完这两句话之后，
At the end of these two statements,
你就看到就带出了以弗所书第五章二十二节到六章第九节，讲到三种人与人当中的关系。
And then after these two statements from Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22 to chapter 6 verse 9, it brings out the three types of relationships.
妻子与丈夫，
Husband and wife，
儿女与父母，
Children and parents，
仆人与主人，
Slaves and master.
我们在这里看到好像以弗所书突然从那么高的属灵谁永远的计划就讲到人与人当中的关系。
We see from the book of Ephesians, it went from a very high spiritual will and vision to the relationship between men and men.
所以你就看到今天呢，在地上很多的基督徒啊，他们一听以弗所书呢，只看这一段。
So today, the people of this world, you see that whenever they think of the book of Ephesians, these are the only verses that they look at.
但是这个前面呢，五章二十一节以前呢，太深了，我们都听不明白。
They say all the verses before chapter 5 verse 21, they're too deep and we don't understand.
但是后面从五章二十二节开始讲，哎呦，就讲到我们生活的实际的关系，这个对我们很需要，我们很重要，我们专门来研究它。
And then they say, starting from chapter 5, verse 22 onward, it is about relationship in this world, and it is very practical, so very useful to us. So let's study those.
但是你真正要看到神的心意的话，
But if you have to truly see the will of God,
后面的话不是不重要，
It is not that the latter words are not important.
后面这些话是为着叫我们借着在地上的这些关系，人与人当中的关系，我们来学习神要我们学习去明白前面的话。
It is the latter words are to use this relationship between men in this world for us to learn how to understand the words before.
因为今天你就要知道，神的儿女在地上，我们的生活不是为了生活而生活。
You have to know that as children of God, we live in this world. We don't live for the sake of living.
如果我们真是为了地上的生活，那我们实在跟地上没有指望的人一样。
If we are truly living for this world, then we are no different from other people in this world.
其实神透过我们在地上的人与人当中彼此的关系，是为的是叫我们被建造成为基督的身体。
The Lord wants to use the relationship between men in this world to build us up into to manifest His body.
换句话说，神不是叫我们只是享受一下夫妻美满的生活。
In another word, God doesn't just want us to enjoy the beautiful, the harmonious relationship between husband and wife.
但是神也不是叫你们整天夫妇吵架。
But the Lord also isn't asking husband and wife to be arguing every day.
但是神是要叫我们透过我们看到在夫妻生活里面，我们怎么样按着第五章最二十二十一节的原则，我们来学习被建造。
He wants us to be built up according to the principles stated in verse 20 and 21 through the things that we learn in our relationship with between husband and wife.
换一句话说，妻子与丈夫当中的关系。
In another word, the relationship between husband and wife.
父母与儿女的关系。
The relationship between children and parents.
主人与仆人的关系。
The relationship between the slave and the master.
怎么样能够活得好呢？
How do you live them well?
是看你有没有五章二十二十一节的态度。
It is according to whether or not you have the attitude of verse 20 and 21.
五章二十二十节告诉我们什么？
What does verse 20 and 21 tell us?
说凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神。
Verse 20 says, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father.
又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
我们首先要看到一个点，就是不论是丈夫妻子的关系，父母与儿女的关系，主人与仆人，上司与下属的关系，我们都看到这都是神所安排的。
The first principle that the first point we must see is that the relationship between husband and wife, children and parents, slave and master, the employer and the employee, these are all things arranged by God.
都是在神的手管理之下。
These are all governed under the hand of the Lord.
不管你人与人当中你站在哪个位置上面，
It doesn't matter what position you stand in.
你需要在神面前接受这个安排。
You have to stand before the Lord to accept the arrangement.
我们在生活中里面，我们要看到神的手，看到神的权柄在我们的身上。
In our lives, we have to see the hand of God. We have to see the authority of God on us.
我们生活，我们在讲，不是为了生活而生活。
We say again that we're not living for the sake of living.
我们是透过生活叫我们能更预备好在属灵的建造上面有学习有看见。
It is we live so that we can be better prepared in our spiritual learnings.
我们是为了主而生活。
We are living for the Lord.
我们为了是学属灵的功课，我们今天在家里学怎么样做一个好丈夫好妻子。
It is because we want to learn the spiritual lessons that we learn how to be a good husband and a good wife at home.
我们一切的生活都是为了以弗所书前面三章我们刚所提的每一章最后一节神所要我们成为的充满他使他的身体成为基督所充满的成为神的居所成为神的彰显我希望大家不要忘记这三节圣经
All the things that we do in life the way we live it is for the first three chapters of Ephesians it is the last verse in each of these chapters to be his body the fullness of him who fills all things and to be built up to be his the dwelling place of God and then to be able to manifest Jesus Christ in all generations
但我们在这个大前提的底下抓稳了
when we stand firm on this premise
然后我们就进入看到这三种关系的时候
and then when we see these three types of relationships
你会看到每一个关系都是先讲就是先讲的是妻子先讲的是儿女先讲的是仆人
Then you see that in these three relationships it first talks about the wife the children and the slave
都是服权柄的那一方面先讲
It is always the subject that is under that should be obedient that is being spoken about first
所以你看到吗今天我们在地上要进入有属灵的学习
So first today, if we want to enter into spiritual learning,
我们一定要学一个功课，就是我们要服在上面的权柄。
And the lesson we must learn is that we have to obey the authority from above.
从一个角度来讲，是一讲到我们人呢，我们最大的毛病就是不服神的权柄，就是不听神的话。
The biggest problem we have whenever we talk about the Lord is that we do not want to obey His authority. We don't want to listen to Him.
叫我们透过生活啊，来叫我们学习到，如果我们不服神所设立的权柄，我们就不能够服这位看不见的神自己。
So the Lord through these relationships in this world is telling us to learn that if we cannot obey. The authority of the Lord, then we cannot see His authority.
所以第五章那里就告诉我们说，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名感谢父神。
So in verse 20, it says, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我对弟兄姊妹，你们有没有了解什么叫做真正的奉主耶稣基督的名呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you truly understand what it means by the words of in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? In the morning we say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we start today's meeting. What does that actually mean?
这个意思当然是有很深的学习。
Of course, the meaning has much learning.
就是很简单的，就是说，我们在神的主权、神的权柄是让耶稣做主的这一个大前提下，我们在这里聚集。
Very simply, it means that we are gathered here under His authority, His sovereignty, under the premise that He is our Lord.
所以当我们实在看到我们凡事是奉着我们主耶稣基督的名，我们可以感谢父神的，弟兄姊妹，我们看到我们这都是在神的主权的底下。
So we see that when we always give thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,then we are always under His authority.
然后呢是说又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
And then it says, be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
敬畏基督的心从生活上表现出来就是一个顺服的态度。
The manifestation of living in fear of Christ, the manifestation of that in life,Is obedience.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，今天你有没有发现，在尤其是在美国的教育方式。
Have you seen, brothers and sisters, especially today in the U.S., the way of education?
一般呢，
他们教育的方法呢都是重在启发性啊，所以美国教育出来的孩子都是很有创作能力。
So the way of education is through revealing. It is so the way that the children are educated, they're very creative.
但是呢，没有管教，没有 discipline.
So but then there's no discipline.
所以今天我们来到教会里面，我们学习什么呢？
So when we come to church, what do we learn?
我们先学要服神的权柄，所以我们一切都是奉主的名，在他的名下，在他的主权下。我们聚会，我们敬拜，我们服侍，我们彼此相交。
So when we come to church, we have to learn that we do all things under His sovereignty. That it is in His name that we gather, that we interact.
所以，当我们每一次讲到这些的学习呢，我看很多人就开始已经呼呼大睡了。现在。
So when we come to this point, I see that many people are already sleeping and snoring.
因为你讲的这些东西啊，不是很，我不是很爱听。
Because these things that you talk about, I don't really want to listen.
因为今天我有一次听到一个传道人的一个大教会啊，他是在那里说，我们教会啊，光 PhD 就有80个。
One time, I heard this pastor who preaches over this enormous church, and he said, in our church, we have more than 80 PhDs.
那我说那很好啊，那你可以讲到一些很深的道理啊。
And I said, that's really good, because then you can teach some of the biblical things that are very deep.
他说我们教会不能讲深的属灵的道理，因为他们的头脑啊，礼拜一到礼拜五就用光了。
And he said, we can't really talk about anything deep because their brain has been completely exhausted Monday through Friday.
所以他们到了礼拜天来到聚会呢，我们要讲一些笑话来 entertain 一下啊，他们就很高兴了。
And he said, come Sunday, that when they come to church, we have to entertain them so that they can be happy.
所以今天我们看到吗？这是为什么美国？甚至在今天所有西方的教会荒凉的原因。
And that is why we see such starvation in churches in the West in general.
就是说，他们对于属灵的事情被建造，有一点学习服神的权柄这个事情，哎呀，这个觉得啊，这话甚难啊，谁能明白呢？大家就呼呼入睡。
Because when you come to church and you listen to about being under God's sovereignty, about being built up for God, and then the reaction is that this is so difficult, who can understand this? And then they enter into a state of sleeping and snoring.
所以你看到今天不讲属灵的事情。
So today, you see, we don't talk about spiritual things.
不讲真正的属灵的建造。
We don't talk about the spiritual edification.
没有讲到神永远的旨意，神所要的是什么。
We don't talk about the eternal will of God and what is it that God wants.
所以教会里面没有神的权柄在哪。
So the sovereignty of God is not in church.
那我们讲的就讲到亲子关系、恩爱夫妻啊，怎么样啊？这个在世界上成功。
So then we talk about how do we be close to our children, how do we have a loving marriage, and how do we be successful.
但是你越讲了，离婚率越高。
But then the more you talk about it, the higher the divorce rate is.
你越讲了，好像问题儿童就越多。
But the more you talk about it, the more problem teenagers there are.
你看到这原因在哪里呢？
Do you see where the problem is?
因为今天在教会里面，我们所需要的是我们服在神的权柄底下。
Because today what we need in church is to be under the sovereignty of God.
对于神的儿女，不光光在教会是这样，在你的生活里面也是这样。
It, for, as children of God, it is not only this way in church, but also in your daily life.
你看到虽然今天好像魔鬼在地上张牙舞爪很厉害。
You see the devil as if he is completely manifested and he is glorious in this world.
真正掌权的还是至高荣耀的神。
But the one who is truly governing is still the ultimate Almighty God in heaven.
我们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是神所特别呼召我们出来的一群人。
We are a group of people who've been called by God. We are His holy priests.
我们要学好啊，让他的主权在我们身上能够通行的话，我们就能够成为基督的身体，神的充满，神的居所，神荣耀的彰显。
If we can learn to let the will of God be manifested on us, then we can be His dwelling, the dwelling place of His Spirit, then we can be His manifestation.
妻子能够彼此顺服丈夫，丈夫能够爱妻子，能够有美满的一个家庭。
For the wife to be obedient to the husband, and for the husband to love the wife, and for there to be a perfect family.
关键啊，我昨天在那个 Karen 的婚礼上，我特别讲到，是在于一个敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服的根基上建立。
That is based on the foundation of being in fear of Christ and be subject to one another. It is as I preached at Karen Liu's wedding yesterday.
彼此顺服是因为人爱神。敬畏神，而主在他们当中显出来。
To be obedient to each other, that is because they love the Lord, they are subject under the Lord, and that is the manifestation of that.
然后在生活的实际的里面，显出人服在神的权柄底下。
And then in the reality of daily lives, to be able to reveal that.Men are under the sovereignty of God.
可能你们今天会很失望，我没有讲这三种关系。
Perhaps you're disappointed today that I'm not talking about these three relationships.
因为我们实在看到你们可能已经听过很多。
But perhaps you've already heard it many times.
但是我愿意你们抓住五章二十、二十一节，做进入这三种关系的大前提与基础。
But I hope that you can grab onto.Chapter 5, verse 20 and 21 as the foundation and the premise before you enter into these relationships.
然后你就能够进入。
And then you can enter into them.
然后你能够活出神要我们所活出来。
And then you can live out what God wants us to live out.
但是当我们人在这里活出来的时候，
But as we live them out,
或者我们愿意活的时候，
Or that we're willing to live them out.
所以讲到六章第十节马上好像就转了一个题目。
And then when we come to chapter 6 verse 10, it is as if we change the subject.
这边马上就告诉我们什么呢？
So then immediately, what does it tell us?
保罗说，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，做刚强人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
我们就看到当以弗所书讲到末了的时候。
So then when we see that when Ephesians talk about the end time,
当这里讲到当人愿意存着敬畏基督的心彼此顺服而活出神所要我们活出的美满的家庭啊的生活啊好的夫妻的关系啊正常的主人仆人的关系的时候。
So we see that when we are willing to be subject to each other, to be willing to be to live out the relationships in fear of Christ, and then when we have the perfect family with the right relationship between husband and wife and the slave and the master.
换句话说，就当我们开始学习服神权柄的时候
，In another word, when we begin to learn how to be under the governance, under the sovereignty of God,
当我们只有这样才能够真正进入属灵的建造的时候
，Only this way, when we are able to enter into the spiritual growth,
你就看到哪里有人愿意听神的话，哪里有属灵的建造，哪里也有属灵的征战。
And then you will see that where there are people who are willing to be subject to God, where there are people who are willing to live out God's will, then there will be spiritual battle.
所以你知道为什么你平时呢，你这个中午十一点到十二点你不会睡觉的，只有礼拜天你十一点到十二点你喜欢睡觉。
Normally, between 11 and 12 o'clock every day, you don't sleep. It is only on Sunday between 11 and 12 o'clock when you fall asleep.
因为这里有属灵的原因。
Because there's a spiritual reason.
当我们愿意在这里追求，愿意在这里来被建造，跟上神旨意的时候，你就看到撒旦魔鬼是多么的不甘心。
When we are willing to be here to pursue the will of God, to be edified by God, then you will see how unsatisfied Satan is.
你知道这个属灵的征战从来没有停止过。
You know, the spiritual battle has never ended.
从撒旦魔鬼的堕落
from the fall of Satan
一直到主耶稣的再来
until the coming of Christ,
这段属灵的征战一直没有停止过。
The spiritual battle continues.
我记得很多年前，大概二十年前，我听兰佩德弟兄讲属灵征战的时候，他就讲到诗篇第二篇。
I remember many years ago when I listened to Brother Lambert Lamb when he spoke about the spiritual battle. He used Psalm number 2.
他讲到那里是诗篇第二篇第一节那里就开始说到这个属灵的征战呢，是几千年以来一直在进行着。
There, in the first verse, he talks about how for thousands of years the spiritual battle has been going on.
可是外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上诸民一起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华，并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的锁链，脱去他们的绳索。第四节说，那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。
Psalms chapter 2, Why are the nations in an uproar and the people devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand and the ruler take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed, saying, Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs and the Lord scoffs at them.
主在这里发笑，你们这群胡闹什么呀？
The Lord is sitting there saying, Why are you guys fooling around?
第六节说，说神说，我已经立我的君王在锡安我的圣山上。
Verse 6 says, But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
神已经立他的儿子为主为基督了。
The Lord has already set his son as Christ as the king.
你知道撒旦之成为撒旦。
The reason why Satan has become Satan.
因为他要与神的儿子同等。
Because he wants to be equal to the Son of God.
他是被造的一个天使长。
He is the captain of the angel. He's the created one.
就在以赛亚书十四章十二到十四节那里告诉我们。
Because in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, it tells us.
说撒旦是谁呢？
It says, who is this Satan?
哦，他说他是明亮之星，早晨之子，你何竟从天坠落呢？
It says that he is the... It says, how have you fallen from the heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn? You have been cut down to the earth.
你这公拜列国的何竟被砍到地上呢？你心曾说，我要升到高处，我要高举我的宝座在神众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至圣者同等。
Verse 13, But you've said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven, I will raise my throne above the stars of God, I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will make myself like the Most High.
属灵的征战的焦点在哪里？就是谁是主。
Where is the pinnacle of the spiritual battle? It is that he wants to be the Most High.
谁是主？
Who is the Lord?
今天我们说谁是主。
Today we say who is the Lord.
谁是主？
Who is the Lord?
耶稣是主，对不对？
Christ is the Lord.
神的儿子耶稣基督是我们的主，对不对？
Lord, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is our God.
我们信耶稣的人，我们说我们是信主的人，对不对？
Because we say that we are those who believe in the Lord.
因着你信主。
Because you believe in the Lord,
这场征战就轮到你的头上。
This spiritual battle will come upon you.
你看呢，我们属灵的成长的问题就在这里。
So you see, the problem of spiritual growth is here.
我们一直在这里就是问题，到底我们有没有让耶稣基督做主？
Have we allowed Jesus Christ to be our Lord?
你夫妻的关系当中最重要的，你有没有让耶稣基督做主？
The most important thing in the relationship between husband and wife, have you allowed Jesus Christ to be the Lord?
儿女有没有让耶稣做主？
The children, have you allowed Jesus Christ to be the Lord?
父母有没有让耶稣做主？
Parents, have you allowed Jesus Christ
to be the Lord? 仆人有没有真正的让耶稣做主？你服侍主人，好像服侍主这样。 圣经里面教导我们，听主的话。The
scripture teaches that as a slave, as a servant, have you served your master the way you would serve the Lord?
所以你看到，的确属灵的学习、属灵的难处、属灵的建造，都焦点在耶稣是不是主。So
you see all the spiritual learning, all the spiritual difficulty, all the spiritual edification, it comes to this point. Of have you allowed Jesus Christ to be the Lord?
自从天使长 Lucifer 带着1/3的天使背叛神，他要与神的儿子同等，神把他摔到地上，地跟地上面的空中就成为他所霸占，空中掌权者恶魔所霸占的地方。
Ever since Lucifer took 1/3 of the angels with him. And that he wants to be equal to God, and God has cut him down to earth. This earth, this world, has become their dominion.
神造我们，神拯救我们，是要用我们成为他的充满，成为他的居所，成为他的彰显，来显出耶稣是主。
God has created us and saved us so that He can manifest through us filling Him. Through us being his dwelling place, that we are his manifestation.
然后要借着我们，叫那执天上执政掌权的，现今就得知神百般的智慧，来恢复属灵的次序。
And then he will use us to restore the spiritual order.
我们被造，我们被拯救的目的是在这里。
We are created and saved for this purpose.
你被造被拯救，不光光是想过一点好日子。
You are saved and you're created and saved not just to live out a few good days.
我们传福音的时候，我们多少时候讲，你得到世上所有的名、所有的地位、所有的PhD、所有的地位啊、所有的学问，你还是不满足。
How many times do we say when we preach the gospel that you get all the knowledge and all the PhD and all the status in this world, you will still not be satisfied?
只有当让神使用你的时候,
only when you allow the Lord to use you,
只有当神充满你的时候,
only when the Lord fills you,
只有当你真是感觉你是神的居所的时候,
only when you feel like you are a dwelling place for God,
信主，神的荣耀从你身上彰显的时候，你里面才有真正满足的喜乐。
Only when you preach the gospel and others accept and you can see the glory of God on you, then can you have the true satisfaction and joy.
因为你是为了这个原因而被造的。
Because you are created for that purpose.
如果你的被造不是只是叫你发财。
If the purpose of your creation is not just for you to get rich.
你的被造不是叫你可以抱10个孙子。
The purpose of your creation is not so that you can have 10 grandchildren.
弟兄姊妹，我们的满足在哪里呢？你搞清楚了没有？
Do you know where your satisfaction comes from?
我们人生的意义在哪里？你看到没有？
Do you see where is the meaning of life?
我们是被造，让神来充满我们，让神成为我们的居所，让神的荣耀从我们身上彰显，这是我们被造的目的。
The purpose of our creation is so that God can fill us, so that He can be, so that we can be His dwelling place, and that we can be His manifestation.
撒旦就是要破坏神这个目的在我们身上。And
the devil is there to destroy that purpose on us.
我们怎么样能够叫神的目的在我们身上达到？
How can we allow God's purpose be fulfilled on us?
就是让凡事上 让耶稣在我们身上做主。
And that is to allow the Lord to let Jesus Christ be the Lord
in everything.
So that He is the King of our life.
就他在我们家庭里面，耶稣是我们的主。
So that in our house, Jesus Christ is our Lord.
在教会里面，耶稣是教会的头，是我们的元首。
So that in church, Jesus Christ is our source and our head.
当我们看到这样的时候，
when we see this,
我们就看到撒旦这几千年来。他是 expert 一件事，就是对付人。
So we see that for thousands of years, the thing that Satan is an expert in is that he deals with the person.
就是对付你。
He deals with you.
他给你的那个 formula 是量身定造的。
He has custom made a formula for you.
当你在世界上，哦，你现在刚刚出来工作吗？哎呀，他叫量身定造。叫你去贪爱世界。
So if you're just coming out to work, then he has custom made a formula for you to desire after the world.
当你是年轻的小孩子吗？他就给你一些东西，哎呀，叫你看着这个东西玩啊，哦，你什么都忘记了。
If you are a child, then he has designed some toys for you to play with, and when you play with it, you forget everything.
哦，当你年纪大了，要退休了，哎呀，你就我可以 relax。可以抱抱孙子了。我不是说抱孙子不好啊。
So when you're old and you're retiring, then all you want to do is hold your grandchildren. Not that that's not a good thing.
我记得有一个弟兄啊，他们教会里面很多是美国人。
I remember a brother, he had many Americans in his church.
他说呢，这些弟兄们呢，做父母的时候啊，都很付代价，情愿叫孩子不去弹钢琴，不去打 baseball， 他们来侍奉聚会。
And these parents, when their kids were growing up, they paid a heavy price. They allow their kids to skip piano lessons, baseball games, so they can come to church to worship.
到现在做了爷爷奶奶以后啊，哎呀，抱孙子就不来聚会了。
And then as they become grandparents, in order to play with their grandchildren, it's okay for them to not come to church.
你知道撒旦魔鬼是用各种方面的计谋来对付我们，叫我们不爱主，叫我们放松，叫我们不让耶稣做主。
You know, the devil uses all kinds of schemes so that we don't love the Lord, so that we don't come to church, so that we don't follow Jesus Christ.
所以当以弗所书讲到神最高的启示的这卷书里面，
So Ephesians, in the book when it is the highest point of God's revelation.
但是当他讲到最末了的时候，
But in the end,
他说我还有末了的话。
He said, in the end, I have to say,
你们要靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，做刚强人，要穿在神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
So in the end, he says, that finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
你可能信主几十年，
Perhaps you've believed in the Lord for decades.
但是在这场属灵的征战上，你没有被扩免。
But you have not been practiced in what does it mean to be in a spiritual battle.
就是你不要以为你信了主几十年，你就可以扩免，可以免疫了，可以 exclude from 这个属灵的征战。
Don't think that you can be exempt from this spiritual battle because you've believed in the Lord for decades.
不管你是在哪一个生命的过程里面。撒旦魔鬼都是量身定造一套东西，叫你不要让耶稣做主。
No matter what stage of life you're in, the devil has a custom-made formula for you, so that you don't love the Lord.
所以，当我们讲到属灵征战的时候
，So when we talk about the spiritual battle,
如果你读第十节开始到十四节这几节圣经里面
，If you read chapter 6 verse 10 through 14。
那里起码有四次，中文是用抵挡或者站立，英文通通都是站 ，stand against, stand firm， 这个 stand your ground 这个字。
So in these four verses, at least four times that the scripture has used the word stand firm, stand your ground, stand against, has used these words.
就是说，然后最后说十三节说要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡，又是站立，并且成就一切，还能站立得住，而且最后说，所以要站稳了。
So in verse 13 it says, therefore take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm.
站在哪里？
So where do you stand?
站在基督里。
To stand in Christ.
站在主要你站的地位上。
To stand at a place where the Lord wants you to stand.
因为在所谓的征战里面，
Because in a spiritual battle,
我们不是我们去打仗。
It is not that we're fighting the war.
问题是你的地位在哪里？
It is that where do you stand?
你站在主这一边。
Are you standing with the Lord?
你就得胜了。
Then you are victorious.
因为主耶稣在十字架上已经伤了魔鬼的头。
Because on the cross, the Lord has already hurt the head of the devil.
今天我们为什么会失败？
Why do we fail?
我们为什么会软弱？
Why are we weak?
我们为什么会发脾气？
Why do we lose our temper?
我们站错了地位嘛？
We stand at the wrong place.
我们站在我们自己里，站在亚当里面。
We stand in our own place. We stand in Adam.
站在血气的里面。
We stand in flesh.
我没有站稳了，没有站在耶稣基督得胜的地位上面。
We have not stood firm in Lord Jesus Christ.
我没有站在主这一边。
We have not stood with the Lord.
你没有。凡事存奉主耶稣基督的名，然后你没有存着敬畏基督的心彼此顺服，所以就出了问题。
Because in all things we have not subject to one another in the fear of Christ, and that is the problem.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？属灵的征战就是要把你拖到基督以外去。
Brothers and sisters, do you see the spiritual battle is to drag you away from Jesus Christ?
属灵的征战就是把你的心思意念分散到主以外的人事物当中去，可能是有些很好的东西。
The spiritual battle is to distract your mind and your heart into things outside. They may be good things.
所以保罗在最末了就说是，我还有末了的话。最重要的话。
So then Paul says that in the end, finally,
你们要站稳了在基督里。
You have to stand firm in Christ.
因为主耶稣，只有主耶稣能够得胜魔鬼。
Because only Jesus Christ can be victorious over the Satan.
你一离开了站稳在主里面，撒旦就有机可乘。
Because as soon as you are not standing firm in Christ, then the devil can have his schemes.
如果你真是站在耶稣基督里，他就无计可乘。虽然他是很厉害的专家对付人。
So, but if you stand firm in Christ, then the devil has no opportunity, has no schemes to play, even though he is an expert in dealing with people.
只要你绝对地站在主这一边。
If you absolutely stand on the side of the Lord.
前些天啊，我们星期五聚会，有一个十九岁的小弟兄，他领诗歌的时候，他选了一首诗歌，叫我很受激励。
On Friday when we were worshiping, there's a 19-year-old young brother. He chose a hymn that gave me a lot of encouragement.
他选哪首诗歌呢？他选。世上景色我已一阅，求主使我目复盲，这首诗歌。
He chose a hymn that says, Having seen the world's fair beauty, Lord, I would be blind once more.
哎呀，如果是我们这个老头子选这首诗歌，可能还看看，因为世界都看多了，所以不看也罢了。
If it's old people like us and we choose this hymn, then it's not a big deal because we've seen so much of the world, then what's the big deal to not see it anymore?
19岁的小弟兄，他可以选这首诗歌。
A 19-year-old brother chose this hymn.
我们里面很受激励。
I was very encouraged from it.
因为这个是撒旦对付他最厉害的东西，就是用世界来对付这些年轻人。
Because the Satan uses the world, that is his most precious weapon against young people.
他说我愿意不再看这些世界，求你使我目复盲。但这首诗歌我没有时间去讲，你们大家都知道这个背景。
So I don't have time to talk about the background of this hymn, but it says that the Lord, I would want to be blind once more.
要站稳了，在基督里面。
To be able to stand firm in Christ.
他用什么东西对付你，你就用哪一方面站稳了。
Whatever he uses to deal with you, that is what you stand firm in.
然后呢，神说要佩戴神所赐的全副军装。
And then the Lord says to take up the full armor of God.
全副军装，我没有时间去一个一个解释是什么。
I don't have time to explain each element of the full armor.
全副军装就是主耶稣基督的自己。
The full armor is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
你看到军装里面的每一个点。
You see that each element of the armor.
不论是用真理当作护身镜出腰。
Whether it is to having girded your loins with truth.
不论是以公义当作护身镜遮胸。
Whether it is to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
不论是又用平安。的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上
or whether it's having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel
拿着信德当作铜牌
or to take up the shield of faith
或者是戴上救恩的头盔
or to take the helmet of salvation
拿起圣灵的宝剑
or the sword of spirit
这一切都是什么
what are these things
这都是主耶稣基督自己的性情自己的本身
That these things are all Lord Jesus Christ Himself, His own character.
征战是要叫我们能够进入迦南地，对不对？
The spiritual struggle, the spiritual battle is so that we can enter into the land of Canaan.
你知道我这个人啊，其实有点懒惰。
You know, me as a person, I'm kind of lazy.
就教会这个讲台是我排的，所以我就有时候尽量少排，我讲一点。
So I'm the one who arranges, who speaks every Sunday, and I would just leave few slots for myself.
因为这个预备讲道的时候辛苦还好，顶多多出一点汗，喉咙沙一点。但是预备讲道是要命的。
So the actual preaching itself is not so bad. It's just you know, it's just you have to sweat a little bit, and your throat is coarse.But the preparation of it is much more difficult.
但是我后来我觉得我这个懒惰又叫我亏本。
But then I felt that I fell short. I felt like I was losing something because of my laziness.
因为其实预备讲道是最辛苦的时候，但是也是最蒙恩的时候。
Because the preparation of the sermon is the most, it's the most hard work, but it is also when you receive the most blessings.
我告诉你，如果真正要得着基督
，If you truly want to be God in Christ，
如果你真正对神的真理有全面的掌握
，If you truly want to grasp the fullness of God's truth，
每一次都要经过生产之苦
，Every time you have to go through the pain of labor，
然后你就真正得到这些话，真正得到主。
And then you would have truly begotten these words and truly begotten the Lord。
要耶稣呀，带以色列人进迦南，得着基督，得着应许。
Joshua brought the Israelites into the land of Canaan to receive the promise.
是经过征战。
It is after battles.
但是当我们真正经过生产之苦，经过征战，我们才能够真正进到基督的丰富里面去。
But it is only after the pain of labor, it is only after the battle that we can.Enter into the fullness of Christ.
神允许我们进入属灵的征战。
God allows us to enter into the spiritual battle.
神允许我们有一切的艰难。
God allows us to have all the difficulties.
因为我们在平淡的日子，我们不够经历基督，我们不够深入的抓住认识基督的丰富。
Because in our ordinary lives, in our ordinary days, we do not have enough to enter into His fullness.
当我们真正进入征战的时候
，When we truly enter into the battle, into the struggle,
我们才能够真正的享用基督每一方面。他是那位全副军装，成为我们所需要的。
Only then can we enjoy that He is the full armor that we can enter into him.
所以透过征战才有深入的投入与真正的投入。
So only through the battle can we have the true and can we be fully and truly immersed.
这个这样的征战，这个经历，我们才能够具体的享用基督，支取基督。
Only through the battle, only through the struggle can we truly, fully enjoy and partake and enjoy him.
在征战的过程里面，我们不是只是头脑的认识基督，而是穿戴经历了我们的主是我们的一切。
That in the struggle, that not only do we understand in our mind that he is our Lord, but we can very specifically understand and wear him.
这样我们才有第一手的经历。
Only then can we have first-hand experience.
我们才能够真正的知道基督是我们的一切，基督又在一切之内。
Only then can we know that the Lord is everything to us and he is everything and he is in everything.
所以我们看到属灵的征战是把我们带到丰富的生命经历里面去。
So we see that the spiritual battle is to bring us into the fullness of life.
而且是把我们带进迦南地。
And it is to help us to enter into the land of Canaan.
但是开始我们要看到神永远的旨意。
But at the beginning, we must see God's eternal will.
我们要不单只知道，我们要在我们生活经历的里面，真正让耶稣在我们这个人身上做主，我们服他的权柄。
Not only do we need to know in our daily life, we have to be subject to His sovereignty, to let Him be our Lord.
我们顺服的时候，就开始仇敌就在那里兴风作浪，在我们里面哦，在那里就产生属灵的征战。
So when we are obedient, the Satan will come to cause all kinds of trouble, to cause the spiritual battle.
征战不是我们去打。
This battle is not a war that we fight.
征战把我们逼到基督耶稣里，叫我们只有站在耶稣基督得胜的地位上。
The battle is to force us to be on the side of the Lord, to stand firm in Christ.
然后叫我们去支取他的丰富。
So that we can take, so that we can
他所赐的全副军装。
So that we can take his fullness and that we can wear his full armor.
弟兄姊妹，神的话是那样清楚明亮的，叫我们看到我们应该站在哪里。
The word of the Lord is so clear that he tells us where to stand.
让耶稣做你的主。
To let Jesus Christ be your Lord.
在大事小事，在生活，在工作，在家庭，在侍奉里面。
In small things and large things, in a workplace at home, to let the Lord be the Lord.
当你这样让耶稣做主的时候，在这里就有实际属灵的建造。
When you allow the Lord to be the Lord in your life, then here you will have true spiritual growth.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Church is the body of Christ. It is the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
我们是同被你建造，叫我们实在能够成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Lord, we are edified by you so that we can be the dwelling place of God.
以至于你能够在教会当中，并在基督耶稣里面得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
So that in Christ and in church, you may receive glory for all generations, forever and ever.
愿你在我们当中有这样实际的建造。
Lord, we pray that you have this true edification among us.
让你在这里得着荣耀。
So that you can be glorified here.
祝福你自己的教会。
Bless your own church.
祝福你自己的话语。
Bless your own words.
祝福你自己的见证。
Bless your own testimony.
让一切的荣耀都归给你。
May all glories be unto you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.